number one. Vanakkam. This program on the ancient Indian philosophy, Vedanta, is proudly sponsored by Auckland Tamil Association.
Everyone, today we have a guest speaker from Vedanta Academy, Pune, India, Mr. Tulsidas Pahuja. He will be speaking on the principles of life and living. He is pursuing Vedanta full time and also an active business person. Now I'll give the mic to Mr. Tulsidas Pahuja.
Vedanta is an ancient science dealing with human personality. The outside world is dealt with scientists who investigate the material world. For example, a human body itself is investigated, is dissected, analyzed, and researched upon. The material world, including the earth, the space, the engineering principles, communications, all these fields are researched and researched to make this world comfortable for human being. But this world is given more importance than the human being. Vedanta is a science which deals with human being. Those who have researched on this subject, those who have analyzed the human personality, those who have gone into the details of human personality have declared to human beings that what you are looking for in the world day in and day out is already within you. You are the divine core. You are the divinity personified. However, this knowledge is not conceived by modern world today. And then we have strife and suffering, stress and strain, pain and sorrow all over the world. We may be materially rich. We may be having 5-star comforts around us. But are we happy within? That is the question. The life is continuous flow of experiences. As the experience, so the life. The experiences are good, the life is good. Experiences are bad, life is bad. This whole world is designed in such a way that all good and bad things come in succession. This is a package deal. When we accept this world as my world, then we have to accept good things as well as bad things. The good experiences and bad experiences are part and parcel of our life. What we want is we want to accept only good experiences and reject bad experiences. This is not possible so long as we identify with the outside world. This can be achieved only when we change the direction. We investigate ourselves. This body, this moving body, is merely an hardware. It cannot function on its own. There is a program inside, the software inside. This software also has to be enlivened. The enlivening principle is unknown. The software within is unknown. Only the body outside is known to the world. And when we are functioning without the knowledge of human constitution, we go through pains, we go through sorrows, we go through suffering. Any person who loses his sleep, any person who becomes angry, any person who goes through stress and strain of life does not know how to live his life. All the knowledges of the world teach us how to make our living. A medical practitioner goes to medical school, gains the knowledge, exchanges it for making his living. A business person trades on certain goods to make his living. A farmer goes to field to make his living. He labors whole day just to make his living. But that does not mean at the end of day he is happy. There are millionaires and billionaires who have declared, who have said openly that they are not happy within. Why? This question has never been answered. The science of Vedanta deals with questions such as who am I, from where I am coming, and where I am going after this life. Who is my father's first father? What is purpose of my life? Gita begins with one word, dharma, and it ends with another word, mama. Mama dharma, that is my essential nature, the purpose of my life, the mission of my life. The entire knowledge is contained in these two words. Vedanta gives answers to these questions. No other science can provide solution for the difficulties one goes through. Functioning without the knowledge leads one to frustration, depression, and ultimately destruction. But Vedanta teaches us how to face the challenges of the world. The world is full of challenges. The climatic conditions cannot be changed. They are provided by nature. Similarly, difficulties are part and parcel of the world. They cannot be changed. They remain as they are. But Vedanta teaches us how to deal with them, how to fight them, how to become victorious and enjoy this world to the fullest of extent. Vedanta is a manual without which living is a waste. We buy an instrument, we buy a machine, we buy an equipment. It all comes with instructions. There is a manual. You study the manual, then only we can enjoy the machine. If we operate the machine without proper knowledge of it, it may lead to a major accident, a fatal accident. Similarly, this life also needs a manual, which is available with all of us. The knowledge is within us. It is not coming from outside. One has to explore his own inner layers to bring this knowledge out. So knowledge is inside. It is contained in scriptures. Many Indian households carry their scriptures, let's say Bhagavad Gita or maybe Quran or maybe Bible. They carry these books, but without knowing what that book contains. It is like having a precious stone in his house without knowing what it's worth for. There was a person who lived in utter poverty throughout his life, but he used a stone which was discovered to be a very, very precious stone at the end of his life. However, though it was very valuable, it was not useful to him because he had already lived his life in poverty. Similarly, we live our life in utter poverty, spiritual poverty, though the knowledge of life and living is available to us. We should not make this mistake of ignoring our scriptures, our traditions, our values, our civilization, our culture. We must investigate what are the truths embedded in them. So these manuals only guide humans on how to make best out of the circumstances. Whatever job we may be doing, from a sweeper to managing director, how to give best to this world and bring best within individual is the contents of Vedanta. In India, everybody claims that they know driving. But when you go to a junction, there is chaos. Every day there is a chaos. There are accidents. There are arguments. There are police cases. But in spite of that, everybody claims that they know driving. But from the point of view of another developed country, none knows the driving. Similarly, in this world, we all claim that we know how to live our life. But in reality, we do not know how to live our life. We live it by chance. Vedanta teaches us how to live it by choice. The choice of right or wrong, the choice of evolution or devolution, the choice of upgradation or degradation, the choice of truth and untruth. This choice is the prerogative of human beings only. No other creature can conceive it. No other creature can design his life the way human beings can do. Living is an art. It is a technique. It is a skill. The melody of life will come only when we have mastered our life, our experiences, our contacts with the world. An instrument is a dead thing. It cannot produce melody on its own. If a person untrained plays with that instrument, it may make some noise, but this noise is jarring. It cannot be accepted as music. It cannot be accepted as melody. However, when one masters the instrument, a solo performance for hours together can be enchanting to thousands of people. The same principle applies to our life. If we develop this technique, this art, this skill, then we really live our life. Everyone in this world wants to be successful. But what is success? Merely prosperity? Merely collecting wealth? Merely collecting cars and houses? Or gaining some power over large number of people? Is that success? Is the beauty success? They are part of success. They are not success. The real success comes when you have prosperity along with peace of mind. You are happy within. You are satiated. You are fulfilled. You need nothing more in this world. Then you are successful. And the formula for success is provided by Vedanta. Vedanta teaches you how to gain material wealth. It also teaches you how to gain inner peace. Peace and prosperity together are hardly existing in this world. Some people are prosperous, some are relatively peaceful. Those who live in countries like New Zealand, they say this is a very peaceful country, but it is all peace outside. Are you peaceful within? That is the question. And that peace can come only with the help of Vedanta. Now, the question arises, if Vedanta is such an useful knowledge, if Vedanta can give us everything that we need in this world, from this world, then why are people not taking to Vedanta? We will deal with this misconception in our next talk.
For detailed study on this subject, we have been conducting Vedanta classes on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Contact person, Mr. Y, on 027-275-8266. Venue, Planet FM, Unitech Campus, Gate 1, Carrington Road. Also visit us on vedantaworld.org. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our program on Vedanta. For more information on Vedanta studies, please contact Mr. Y. Ravindran on 027-275-82.